Chapter 4 Five Queens Married by Krishna. While Krishna had been away from Hastinapur, getting back the Shamantaka jewel, Dhritarashtra had tried to kill the five young Pandava brothers by burning down their house. Fortunately, the boys left the house through a secret underground tunnel. They hid for some time in the forest and then found a safer place to live. One day, someone from Dwarka saw them at Draupadi's palace, where Arjun had married her. Krishna was so happy to hear that his wonderful devotees, the Pandavas, were all alive and well. He went as fast as he could to see them in Hastinapur. When Krishna came, everyone stood up and greeted him with surprise and great respect. How happy they were to see the smiling face of their beloved Lord Krishna. Their mother Kunti said, "My dear Krishna, some days before, you sent a crew to see how we were. I knew that you remembered us and wanted to know if we were safe. You always take special care of your devotees because they love you and never forget you even for a moment." King Yudhisthira said, "You are always so kind to us. Please stay here and visit with us for some time." Krishna was happy to answer, "Yes, I will be delighted to stay here for the 4 months of the rainy season." The Pandavas were thrilled that their favorite cousin and best friend Krishna was going to stay with them for such a long time. One day, Krishna and Arjun went out for a ride in the forest on Arjun's chariot. Just as Krishna's chariot flies the flag of Garuda, Arjun's chariot flies the flag of Hanuman. There were many dangerous animals in the forest, like tigers, boars, rhinoceroses, porcupines, and others. While Krishna and Arjun were riding, they hunted the more dangerous animals to make the forest a safe place for others. They stopped at the Jamuna River to rest and drink water. Krishna said, "Oh look, Arjun, please go see who that beautiful young girl is. Why is she walking all alone here?" Arjun talked to the girl and found out she was the goddess of the Jamuna River. She said to Arjun, "Dear sir, my father is the sun god. My name is Kalindi, and I live in the Jamuna River. I have promised to stay there until I find Lord Krishna. He is the supreme personality of Godhead and must be the most perfect husband. I know that you are the brave hero, Arjun, and a great devotee of Lord Krishna. Please, pray to Lord Krishna to marry me." She knew that Krishna is always happy to please his pure devotees. If Arjuna asked, Krishna would do anything for him. Arjun went back and told the Lord who the girl was and asked him if he would please marry Kalindi. Krishna immediately said yes and was very happy to bring her back to Yudhisthira's palace. Yudhisthira took very good care of Krishna while he stayed in his home. Krishna wanted to thank Yudhisthira in a special way. He called the demigod architect Vishvakarma to build a very beautiful house and city for him. It was a very wonderful house, and the Pandavas begged their beloved Krishna to stay a little longer with them. Krishna didn't want to disappoint them. After all, they were his best friends, and he had really enjoyed the time he had spent living with them. So he decided to stay just a little longer. It was during this extra long stay that the Pandavas and Krishna received a visit from Agnidev, the fire god. Many years before, Lord Agni, the fire god, had given the Sudarshan Chakra to Krishna as a gift. He came now because he wasn't feeling very well and wanted help from Arjuna and Krishna so he could eat all the medicines and nice green plants growing in the Kandava forest. Krishna and Arjuna took him there, and Agni ate up the whole forest. Oh, he felt much better and was very happy. "Thank you," he said, "for all your help. I feel so much better. Please take these gifts." He gave Arjuna a chariot with four white horses and a special bow known as Gandiva. He also gave him a wonderful quiver holding two powerful arrows that could not be stopped by anyone. While the Kandava forest was being eaten up by the fire god Agni, Arjuna saved a demon named Maya, who was caught in the devastating fire. To thank his friend Arjuna, Maya decided to make a wonderful and magical meeting house inside the city that Vishvakarma had built. Once, Duryodhana came to visit this house. He made a mistake and thought the water was the floor, and the floor was water, so he fell in the water by accident. Everybody laughed, but Duryodhana did not think it was very funny. He became terribly angry and ran out of the house. Krishna stayed in Yudhisthira's house for a long time. Finally, he went back to Dwarka with Kalindi, where they had a big wedding. Everyone enjoyed the marriage and celebrations and was happy to see Krishna again. Lord Krishna went to Ujjain. He carried off a very beautiful princess named Mitravinda and married her in Dwarka. While traveling around with Arjuna one day, Krishna visited his devotee, the king of Kosala. Krishna had come to marry the king's beautiful daughter, Satya. The king gave him a wonderful place to sit and nice things to eat. Satya was so excited. She said, "I have always prayed to have Lord Krishna as my husband. Now my Lord is here. I hope that he is pleased with my prayers and will marry me." The king of Kosala said, "My dear Lord Krishna, I have promised to marry my daughter Satya to anyone who can pass a special test. I have made this test just to find a very special man to marry her. Dear Krishna, please put a rope on these seven strong bulls and bring them under control. If you are able to do this, you will be chosen as the husband of my daughter Satya. You are Lord Krishna, the best of all heroes. I am sure it will be easy for you to control these seven bulls. So far, not one worthy prince has been able to catch them. Anyone who has tried has simply broken his arms and legs." Krishna knew the king did not want to break his promise, So he tightened his belt and got ready to fight with the bulls. He divided himself into seven Krishnas. In this way, he caught each and every one of those uncontrollable bulls and tied its nose just as if it were only a little toy. To reward Krishna, as he had promised, the king brought his daughter Satya to him. She made a lovely bride. The whole city of Kosala celebrated the marriage. Everyone dressed up in colorful clothes and golden ornaments. Joyful singing and the sounds of conch shells and drums were heard everywhere. The Brahmin priest showered blessings on the newly married couple, Krishna and Satya. The king was very happy, and he gave so many wonderful presents to them. First, he gave 10,000 cows and 3,000 young maidservants in pretty dresses and beautiful jewels. Then, he gave 9,000 elephants and 900,000 chariots. Finally, he gave 90 million horses and 100 times more servants than horses, all with proper clothes and belongings. With great love, he sat his daughter and new son-in-law upon a beautiful chariot to go home to Dwarka. He also sent along an escort of soldiers to keep them safe on the way to their new home. There were many princes who also wanted to marry the wonderful princess Satya. Arjuna very easily chased them all away with his bow Gandiva without killing even one of them. Lord Krishna, his new wife Satya, and the huge dowry of cows, maidservants, elephants, chariots, horses, and servants went into the city of Dwarka with great celebration. Krishna lived there with his wife very peacefully and happily. Later, Krishna married a beautiful princess named Bhadra. Then he went to Madras to marry Lakshmana, the daughter of the king of Madras.